Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome. Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate here with your girl. Yes, that's me, Selena Myers. Selena's Spooky Boo, if you follow me on TikTok and the internet. So Boo Crew, I hope that you love this today. It is an episode that I am guessing we are all excited for. I am excited for, and it is all about sleepwalking. As we know, ever since December, I posted some sleepwalking. It took off. It was more than what I expected, and it has honestly just blown my mind, the feedback that I've gotten from it. I first actually posted my first video about sleepwalking in 2019, around mid to end there, and it was a letter that was left on my front door from a neighbor who had seen me sleepwalking, caught me on their footage that they had outside their house, little camera there, which was super interesting. But after that, it wasn't until about a year later that I posted my first like actual video, and it was the hotel video, and it took off. I wasn't ready for the kind of response it was going to get, but you know what? It has made people really smile. So I was able to reach out, put kind of a casting call out saying, hey, who has sleepwalking stories that they want to tell? Almost all submissions were from women, which I think is kind of interesting when it comes to sleepwalking. Have we figured something else out there? Most videos on the internet are of women, which is pretty cool. But I think it's gonna be cool to dive into this, kind of hear their stories. There's some spooky background to some of these, and I think that is just amazing. But of course, before we start this, we are going to talk about it. We're going to talk to Adam. So parasomnia is kind of like a blanket term when they talk about sleepwalking. Parasomnia covers all the different topics. They talk about how it happens and where it starts and stuff that causes sleepwalking. And it seems like everyone has their own story when it comes to it. For me, it's very stress related, but as I've grown older, I don't do it as much as I did when I was a child, unless it is triggered by cheese and chocolate. And I have tried to disclose this in all my videos, but of course, there are people out there that are never going to believe it. And that's just a part of being a part of the internet. I feel lucky a lot of the medical community has kind of come out and explained how things work. But of course, the haters' voices are always louder. So I'm hoping that this episode will bring some light to that, bring some kind of, you know, education to the topic of something like that. Because me personally, I am lactose intolerant and I'm also kind of allergic to caffeine. So I really wonder, you know, the stress that eating cheese or having the chocolate, because there's a little bit of caffeine in chocolate, if that triggers my body to sleepwalk because my body's having such a hard time trying to process those kind of things. Also, we all know that there are like kind of these like weird ingredients when it comes to cheese, some like psychoactive things like that. There's some really cool documentaries out there about cheese. So if you like cheese, you can find a lot of nice things to watch. I'm sorry I did that, but I did, and it was a topic. See, the thing is, it's hard. It's hard being lactose intolerant. You see me, I'm a big girl. Do you know how I got here? Ice cream, chocolate, numbiness. A lot of people ask me, like, well, how do you never eat cheese or chocolate to avoid sleepwalking? That's not how it works for me. I have to eat it immediately before I fall asleep. So when I do trigger these sleepwalking episodes, which I do for the most part, most of the time it's kind of a non-problem with it happening, unless I've forgotten because I've gotten a long time or I fell asleep. I'm a napper. I can't help it. I nap. But when I do trigger these episodes, I will pound either cheese or chocolate. I will take my melatonin and your girl is out. You talk like an hour later. I'm up. I'm walking. I'm rolling. Adam's watching. I know that there's a whole bunch of questions that people have had for him. I see it in my comment sections all the time where they're just like, does he still want to be married to you? So I think it's time that we bring in Adam and we look at exactly how he feels about things. So let's get Adam on.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Okay, guys, the man of the hour, Adam himself, my husband, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
How does it feel being married to me?
How does it feel? I love being married to you. You mean being married to a sleepwalker?
Yes, yes. How does that feel?
That feels... It was scary at first. It's a regular thing now, but I mean, oh gosh. It was the first few times, it was funny and scary because the stuff you were doing is hilarious. And even the sleep talking. Like, the sleep talking is always the beginning of it sometimes. And it's probably some of the funniest moments of my life. Honestly, like the things you would say and are doing, like, you get laughing and you like swear a lot.
So there was this period a couple years ago, I remember, I was taking this kind of antidepressant at a time called Seroquel. I know a lot of people take it. And I didn't sleepwalk, but every single morning, Adam would get up to get ready for work because he worked like a day shift. So he'd be up at like 5:30 in the morning. And I don't know what this medication did to me, but I was just, I thought it was the hilarious thing. So I'd be in this like moment between like sleep and wake, and I would just be hysterically laughing and just saying the most insane stuff. So,
oh, it was crazy.
You would laugh so hard.
I forgot all about that.
Dude, you laughed so hard.
Oh, it was my morning entertainment for getting up to go to work.
I remember, like, what did I even talk about? Like,
anything and everything. I don't know. You were always in some kind of, like, REM sleep dream state and, like, just going off. And it was wild.
It was so funny. Like, I would laugh so hard. Like, I'd wake up and my sides would hurt. And I'd be like, what was I even talking about? What was I doing?
Oh, I wish I had some of that on video.
Oh, man.
I think we might, like, somewhere. Like,
we need to find
on
it.
The old, like, maybe it's in iCloud somewhere really deep. I'm going to go through it maybe someday.
Yeah, we need to pull that out. That's some funny stuff.
It's some really good stuff.
But yeah, before we have our guests on, Instagram definitely had some questions for you that I want to pull out.
What do we got?
All right, Catherine wants to know if I've ever scared you randomly in my sleep.
Yeah, like I've been sleeping and she'll wake me up by like doing like her fast run and like her giggle. And like if she like takes off like that, it'll like wake me up. That's like, not scary, but like it startles you awake. But I'm a lighter sleeper now because of a lot of head injuries. And so that's not so bad anymore. I'm usually awake as it's starting to happen and I'm like really aware of it, probably also because subconsciously I know you're
gonna rock
doing it all the time and stuff, right?
You don't sleepwalk, but you do one thing that scares the crap out of me. Adam will sleep yell and it takes a minute to like wake him up.
Yeah.
And it's a weird, you're like,
It's where in your dream you're actually yelling. or you're like something's going wrong and you're really trying to alert yourself or somebody. But in like real life, it's just coming out like it's not coming out like you want it to. It's like you're trying so hard. And then you end up in this like half awake, half sleep state where you realize you're just like,
and
you're
I
trying
slap
to like push the yell out, but you yes. can't. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I was doing that again.
It takes you so long to wake up. And I'm like hitting your chest because we're like, Adam needs to sleep in the pitch black. So our room is black. And I'm like slapping him on the chest. I'm like, dude, wake up. You're freaking me out. Let alone that's me who goes around flipping the bird off to, you know, the invisible demons in my house.
Yeah, I think I might scare you with that more than you scare me.
Oh no, it actually literally terrifies me. So someone has a question here. Courtney yep. wants to know, what's your all-time favorite sleepwalking that you've witnessed? Like, what's your
that
moment
I've witnessed?
Yeah,
honestly, it's not just Selena, but the other night Selena was sleepwalking and I was on the couch. And our dog Jackson, he's a Jack Russell. He gets very frisky sometimes, and he has a stuffed animal or two. And he busted this stuffed animal out, dragged it over, and at the same time that she was sleepwalking, he started doing his thing, just going to town on this stuffed animal.
Oh my God!
And it was too much. It was just the funniest experience probably of my life.
Literally, like, we review the footage in the basement and we're literally laughing our heads off because there I am shoving things in my pants and Jackson's just like whipping this bunny around my feet. Anytime that I walk near him, he like takes the bunny, he's like, sorry, let me get out of your way. And then he just starts going to town on it again. Like it was his show.
Funniest thing ever.
Yeah, and we posted it to TikTok and it blew up and every comment is the dog.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was too much. The stars aligned, and I was just taken aback. It was insane. Hilarious. Funniest thing of life, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely like those subsequent moments that aren't even related, but just happen to happen, and you're just like...
I couldn't believe it.
This is golden.
I could not believe it.
Has your laughing ever woken me up, and how do you keep from laughing? Because people see in the clips, and they're like, how is he not dying? And you usually are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it, but like sometimes it does just still make me laugh, but I just cover my mouth and try and be as quiet as possible. And sometimes, you know, she'll wake up, but like...
Dude, when I was shoving all that stuff in my pants, like if I was watching that after, I almost died. But like... How did you function?
I was laughing hysterically on the couch, but like I was just shoving my face in the blanket and just being as quiet as I could in the moment.
I think that was my funniest moment for me. Like I was bent over and you could see that I thought I was so smooth and my pants were just completely full of things.
It's like when a baby's sleeping, you don't want to wake it. You are like, something's extremely funny, but you can like... laugh hysterically but like quiet
yeah.
yourself, right? Because you know the consequences of being too loud.
Okay, when do you feel like you need to intervene?
In the beginning, I always did. I was like, oh no, like what is she gonna do? Like,
I think it freaked you out in the beginning.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'd intervene all the time, but then as it went on, it's like, well, let's see where this goes, right? And then I'll intervene if need be, of course, but like I mean, obviously she snuck outside once or twice, I think two.
Yeah, a few times in total. A lot more when I was a kid.
One of the times when you snuck outside, like, I knew and I was watching. One of the other times I didn't.
Yeah.
And obviously we took precautions to stop that from happening again. But, I mean, I'll intervene if necessary. But, I mean, for the joy of the entertainment.
I think he trusts it more now because we know what we're doing it for. We know that we're filming this for TikTok. So he lets things go farther. Before, when it was just me or him, if I was talking, he'd, like, record it. Or he would, like, try and, like, talk back and forth with me, that kind of thing. But, you know, if I got up and walking and this was, like, back in our normal life before TikTok, before filming it, he was really quick to, like, grab me or get me down. But that was, like I said, it's kind of a non-issue because it only happens if I'm really stressed or I eat the cheese or chocolate before I go to bed. So that really wasn't, like, a huge problem. But it does, I still have my occasions. And on those nights, he'll grab me pretty quick and be like, Yo, are you good? Are you awake? A lot of the question is, are you awake? Are you alive? Are you okay? But yeah, anything you want to talk about sleepwalking before we go?
No, I think we covered quite a bit there. I mean, it's just a part of our life and it's hysterical.
It's definitely like brought some good juju our way. I feel like it's been really interesting. I've gotten so many messages of people just being like, I've never laughed so hard. And I think we all hear sleepwalking stories. We've all seen it once or twice. We have our stories. But to actually see it out there in the world, I was on Anthony Padilla's show. I spent a day with sleepwalkers and it was just fun. You know, it was cool to just say, you know, I've been able to kind of exploit this part of myself. But it's all without harm and it's all to just make people's lives better. But that is the fun side of sleepwalking. As we see,
sleepwalking can be very serious.
Very serious. And that's kind of what we're talking about today.
And yours is too. And we do take that part of it seriously.
Yeah. I don't ever want to be like, haha, this is funny. It is a huge issue. There's been actual murders that have happened and been proved like they were sleepwalking when they shot their husband in the head. But today we have some really interesting stories. We have someone who is a very violent sleepwalker. Every night that she has to deal with this is crazy. At the end of the day, it is this weird state where you're not really in control of yourself. So if you're not really in control, what is? Do you know what I mean? There's so many ways to look at it, you know, in the past through, you know, human history, people have looked at sleepwalking as kind of a warning to really dark and scary stuff. Like,
who knows, right? Like, I mean, obviously, most people are probably just in their normal state of consciousness. It is them, but is there darker things out there? And can they take hold on somebody in a rare occasion, right? Like, maybe, yeah, not every sleepwalker is possessed, but like, are you easier to be taken by an energy in that situation?
Absolutely. There's the other aspect where a lot of people say, okay, if you sleepwalk, that means you're going to have this illness in your future. You know, some people have, you know, it's been a warning sign for epilepsy, ALS, MS, things like that. I know myself, my mother has multiple sclerosis and she was someone who did sleepwalk and sleep talk when she was a child. But there's a lot of different things to look at, but I feel like, you know, with this podcast, we're going to kind of talk to people who have lived through it. I'm not a doctor. I can't spew facts, but I think at the end of the day, people's experiences are what teach us the most.
And definitely make it the most interesting about the topic.
Absolutely. Sure. I think that's really cool. Well, thank you, my dude, for coming on and answering some questions. It was super interesting, but I'm excited. I'm excited to hear more stories.
All right,
guys.
See you guys later.
Let's jump to our first guest. Our very first guest on here, this is Bree. She's wonderful. She sent us this story and it is everything. It is witchy, it is ghosty, it is demonic-y, but of course it is sleepwalky because that is the topic for today. So Bree, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Selena. Thank you for asking.
I love your background. We got candles. We have lights. It's dark. It just fits. It fits.
I live in a little den.
No, it's perfect. Perfect. How's the weather where you are?
Well, the same as you.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's dreary. It's rainy. It's perfect, honestly.
Why did it have to be so cold, though? We literally had a taste of summer, and now we've been slapped back into, like, winter's witch's tit.
Oh, yeah. My poor little dog has allergies. So this like back and forth of cold and hot is just making him sneeze up a storm. Poor Quincy.
Aww,
it's okay. Really he's nice. Great.
That's sweet. What kind of dog?
He's a Shih Tzu and he's 16 years old, turning 17 in May.
What a sweet little bean.
He is my like whole entire heart, my little soulmate. I love him so much.
Do you put him in Halloween costumes?
Yeah.
What was he last Halloween?
He's a cow.
A cow!
Black and white. So we put him out. Yeah, he's a cow.
Oh my gosh. No, that's amazing. That's amazing. I want to say when I got your, Adam was like going through all of the different submissions for this episode and he's like, you need to read that. This is awesome. And I agree. So this is really cool, guys. When she was in university, she shared a 110 square foot room with another girl in a 60s dorm. But come on, tell me. I want to hear it. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Tell me what happened.
So it kind of just like she would. Okay. So my roommate was kind of, we didn't click very well, as roommates do. You're in a 110 square foot room. There is no privacy whatsoever. It was so bad, but she's great. She's fine. It's just living together with her was not good. And she would sleepwalk, like not the type of things that you do either, where it's kind of funny or kind of, you know, like you're doing things.
Yeah.
She would just randomly get up, like immediately turn to me and then just like stand over my bed.
Oh, don't you just love that? Let's just steal your soul while you're sleeping.
And, like, she made these jokes all the time, too, of, like, I'd say something and, like, snap at her, being, like, snarky and sarcastic like I am, and she would be like, you better watch out. Like, I know where you keep your knives.
She'd say that in her sleep or when she was awake?
When she was awake. so she was
run, joking. run.
I couldn't. Oh my she was only joking, but there's a line, and she crossed it every time.
Oh, that was crossed. Yeah. Well, once we start talking about where the knives are, that's definitely a beginner there. Yeah. Run.
Yeah. But she basically stayed only like Tuesday night to Thursday morning in first semester. But then second semester, she started doing some more stuff on campus. So she started staying more often. And she slept walk once in first year. And I kind of just... She just kind of like got up. She's like, I need water. And then just kind of walked. And I was like, oh, that's sleepwalking. I know what that is. So I didn't wake her or anything, but I told her the day after. She's like, that's weird. I haven't sleepwalked since I was like 7. I was like, oh, change of place, maybe. You're in a new dorm. All good. Like, I
adjusting.
I'm up anyways. I have insomnia, so I would not sleep really much. Like,
I'm sure it got way worse after all this.
most definitely. Second semester, though, she stayed a lot more often, like I said, and it got worse. And it was just these standing over my bed or sitting up and like staring at me and just sitting and just and just like stuff like sitting in the corner of her bed and like rocking back and forth and humming, or like standing on her bed and looking like she was trying to scale the wall. And like whispering things to herself and like stuff like that, that I was kind of just like, okay, like this needs to stop.
Well, I know in your writing, you literally said like she was speaking different languages.
Yeah. Like her mom is Spanish. So okay. She'd say some things in Spanish that I knew because I can speak a little bit. But then there was stuff that was not English. And she didn't know Spanish to begin with. She knew like papas fritas, which means French fries.
Okay.
That was like it. So like she would be whispering things in Spanish and then she'd be saying things that just did not sound like English. I don't know if they were another language, I don't know, but it was like mumbling, like gibberish type of sounding stuff that I was just like, I mean, maybe that's just sleepwalking, like I don't know. But yeah. After videos, I mean, you articulate clear words when you're speaking and reenact things, so
it's weird, but there definitely is this weird disconnect. I'm sure you can agree. When someone's sleepwalking, like the way they stare, the way their mouth moves, it's so different compared to what they are in their daily life that like so much of that is kind of like. Mm-hmm. But another thing I want to bring up that you did talk about in this, and it's kind of, I related to this, and this is another reason I wanted to talk about this, was the dorm itself, right? Mm-hmm. So when I went to college, I went for police foundations and I stayed in a dorm with 4 other girls who I didn't connect with either. One was kind of like insane, really insane. Like, I'll never forget sleeping and a chair came through the wall and I was like, wow, great. But right outside my room was the stairway where a boy had overdosed and died. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the day that I moved in. I had made my bed, went for a shower. I was the only one there after winter break. I came in, all my blankets were off my bed, kind of thing. So you mentioned, like, you went kind of deep in here and talking about, like, the dorm itself. So tell me that juice.
Yeah. So the dorm was built in the 60s, and it is rumored that 2 people or more have jumped off the top of the building. It's also rumored that before they did the renovations, there was bathtubs in the dorm, and people would often, like, trigger warning, but they'd often bleed out, like cut themselves and bleed out in these bathtubs.
Yeah, don't leave a mess.
Yeah.
I know it's a dark thing to talk about, but it is true. If you're gonna put a bathroom, you know,
man. But like, yeah, like stuff would happen in this dorm. I mean, it's from the 60s and they immediately had students in it. Like, it's been quite a while that it's been erected like that.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, my room was right next to the stairwell. Stairwells are just creepy. Literal spirals of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot learning that and kind of making the connections to what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really cool. You are a hereditary practicing witch, which is really cool. So when it came to your roommate, like real honest truth, you've lived spiritually, you've dealt with things. What is your interpretation on what was going on?
Well, I kind of make myself, I don't know if you've seen BuzzFeed Unsolved, but
yes.
I make myself the middle of Ryan and Shane.
Okay, perfect.
Ryan, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, dude. And then Shane, I'm like, no, like they make sense sometimes, but they meet each other in the middle and a breeze appears.
Perfect.
but I was like, okay, when she told me about her dreams that she was having along with these sleepwalking, like these sleepwalking nights, I kind of was like, maybe it's just like she watches spooky stuff, reads spooky manga.
Like, what were the dreams? Like what kind of things?
Yeah, so she had this dream that she went to the door of our dorm and it was rattling violently and just like, she said that there was like just a feeling that she could feel so vividly, like that fight or flight instinct kick in. And when she looked through the peephole, there was this thing, like a man's body and a lamb or a goat's head.
Okay, that's demonic as heck sounding.
Yeah, and so she kind of confided in me and talked about other things that she saw, like things out the window, like eyes or faces out the window. She said she was hearing things, but like they felt so real in these dreams and like stuff like that. And so I kind of just was like, maybe you watched too much Tokyo Ghoul. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Something happened. Like, it's like you should be fine. But if they keep happening, like, let me know. And then I started getting the dreams, like similar things happening in my little mind space that, again, I don't sleep. So I kind of, I'll go in and out of like REM sleep, like a deep sleep, but it's mainly this, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like you're resting your eyes, but your mind's kind of buzzy.
I feel like I live like that a lot. Like yeah. You're constantly, you're aware of what's going on, but you're losing time, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
So I sleep like that. I don't know if I can call it sleep.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's good. I'm used to it. I've had it since I was a kid, like I said in the my submission. But she went home a lot, like I said, not as much in second semester, but when she did, I would swear she was in the room with me.
Oh my gosh. Like a piece of her was like left behind kind of thing.
Yeah, or something else, maybe.
Okay, so like say there's the two of you, there's you, maybe she's like a little emotionally weaker or something like that, so something connects to her, but when she's gone, it kind of like hovers over to you. Is that what you mean, kind of thing?
I'm glad you bring up hover, because I would, so I slept with my, our beds were like this, and they were against a wall. I would sleep towards the wall to keep like light, like I sleep with my blanket over my head to keep light away. So I'd have my back to the entire room. And I can perceive energies. I can feel when somebody else is in the room, like that type of thing. We have that type of like sixth sense, like of being like, someone's looking at me. Who is it? Type of thing. Yeah. When she wasn't there, I would imagine like, or dream something watching me from her bed.
Like, okay.
And it got worse that I would like move and I would see something standing over my bed. Like when she did.
Oh my, and like, okay, so something's hovering over your bed. What's your first reaction to that? Like, is it like flip over?
I thought it was her. I in this like little sleep state that I have, I'm just like, it's that thing where you answer the phone and you're like, hello, and you have a full conversation with somebody, and then you just like, they text you later and you're like, hey, were you okay on the phone? You're like, we had a phone call.
So like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. I would wake up and just be like, it's not here.
Oh no, what was that? Yeah, there's like a disconnect.
Again, I'd pull a Shane Madej and be like, eh. Yeah. Like, whatever.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Until it was like every night and it was so frequent. And it was like, I just would hear like shit that would just like make me like snap up in my bed and be like, can I help you? And then I just like roll over, go back to sleep, or like, it just... It got to this point where I was just kind of pissed off at what was happening and like talked about it. I name dropped.
No, I'll beep it out.
About it. Okay. I talked to her about it. And she just kind of, she was like, well, I still do have the dreams. I'm like, are you having them at home? or is it just here? She's like, it's just here. I don't have enough room.
Like, well, it's weird because, like, when you think about residence, when you think about apartment buildings, like, you're literally, especially when it comes to residence, mm-hmm. people are there for a year. They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. It's the craziest, most formative time of their year. They've left for college. They're having these moments. They're going through some of the best and worst things that are going to happen to them. Like, there's no way that there's going to be a massive accumulation of energy that's not always great. Plus, people are, you know, they're dabbling in things. They're mm-hmm. dabbling, like, look at the way things have gone. Occult, they're dabbling, you know, with their sexuality. They're dabbling with all these different things. So, like, there's going to be this really weird imbalance there. And, like, when I went to college, I had a total mental breakdown in my first semester. And once I got home, I was like, wow, why did I break down so bad? I don't feel how I felt there, how I feel here. So I know you went in, you tried to, like, correct the situation. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
So after I talked to her, my roommate, and she was kind of like, no, like, I've started sleepwalking again at home, but it was sleepwalking like yours. She was like, I go down to the kitchen and I, like, take out the carton of milk and then I just go back to sleep. I'm like, why can't you do that here?
Yeah, why does it have to be the goat man? Why is it going to be the goat man in our bedroom, buddy?
Why is it got to be goat man? Why can't it be you, like, spraying perfume on yourself and then laying back, like,
right, make the bed, do the laundry, do something nice.
Yeah, literally clean my dishes for me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So I have done I do, like, smoke cleansings with multiple different herbs, and so I asked her, can I do it? And she was like, yeah, like, I'm going home this weekend, because she doesn't like the smell of it. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Yeah. I do.
me too. I love it.
But basically, I did a smoke cleansing and I started doing a salt barrier and banishing spell. So it's basically you put salt around the like circumference, or I guess like the around the
room. Yeah, the exterior line kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you kind of say a little spell to kind of like protect me type of thing and banish evil. And I was in the middle of this and it was like, 10 o'clock at night and I was tired, and you really shouldn't do smoke cleansings when you're tired. But all of a sudden the lights flickered in my room.
Weird coincidence or not.
That's the other thing. I was like, oh my God, like this dorm is so old. Mm-hmm. We had power outages all year long. Didn't matter what day it was, what was going on. So I was like, oh, here we go. Like, and then I was tired.
Yeah.
And then my laptop on my, this one that I'm on, started, it like went into like three sections, and one of them was like staticky. The other one was like lines. And then it's like, it looked like when you pushed on it, like the bottom square looked like when you pushed on it, and it started making these grinding, growling noises.
What?
And I was like, okay. Like, I just finished the salt spell. I was like, okay, I've had enough. Like, I am tired. It's exam season. No more. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, I was like, whatever you are, whoever you are, this is my space. You are not welcome. You need to go.
Oh my gosh.
And then my laptop went blank, like black. And we had these Christmas lights that had been up since Christmas. This was in like March.
Okay.
Like second semester. So they've been up for a couple months. They went, they flickered again, and then went crashing to the ground.
And this is all in the series of like a minute.
Like two.
Oh my gosh.
And then I get a call from my best friend. I have two best friends that I met at uni, one of which is an intuitive and the other one is a beacon. So it's fun when we're the three of us are together.
But, it's just I bet everything happens.
Everything. It's so much sometimes. We get drained with each other. But like, I'm an intuitive, my friend's intuitive, and then Beacon. He called me and we have a bar across the like street from the dorm. Great placing. but he called me and was like, are you okay? I haven't heard from you all day today. Like, are you good? And I was like, you need to get over here right now. And coincidentally, he had our mutual, like my other witch friend with him. And he was like, I have Blank with me. Can she come? I was like, yes, bring her now.
and bring that witchy girl up here.
Yeah, like I was like, please, like I'm alone with something that is not being nice to me, and just I was like, just like bring her, please. And he's like, I've never heard you like this before, because we'd only been friends at that point for less than a year. Okay. And I started crying on the phone because, like, as much as I know I can protect myself and as much as whatever, I'm tired. It's exam season. And now this, right?
I feel like there's these moments where, like, of course we believe in it. We've seen so many things. We've lived through so many things. But when it's actually physically happening and you're in that moment, it's so much scarier than you remember it. It's so much more intimidating because you're like, yeah, I've learned it. I've lived it. But in this moment, holy fuck.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was holy fuck. And so he came crashing through the door and I didn't realize that I had had my window open, but I had closed it after like smudging, like saging, yeah, essentially. Smoke cleansing is the more white term than the indigenous. But like he came crashing through the door and I like the cold, like the room temperature just started to it dropped and then it just started to kind of warm up again. And I didn't realize how cold it was. And when like my witchy friend stepped in the door, she was like, "Ooh, no, no." And she stepped right back out. She was like, "I do not like the energy in here." She was like, "It made my heart beat." She was like pitta patta, scary. Like
the butthole's like, flexing, not right good now. Vibes.
And like, I'm sitting on my like chair, my desk chair, just like just wiping away tears. And I'm like, I can't let this thing win. So I'm like, I'm fine. But having my friend there kind of helped. And yeah, after that, my roommate went home a lot more often because she wasn't doing a lot of on-campus things again. So I was alone a lot of the time, but the activity kind of stopped. The dreams stopped. I would sometimes still feel something, like I'm not going to lie. There were times that maybe I was paranoid. And kind of like would look over at her bed, like kind of not, I'd just be like, I'm not scared of you. Like if I'm going to die, I'm going to die someday anyways.
Yeah.
Like, with a bang with a demon. Like,
well, sometimes too, you know, focusing on them gives them the power, you know, it's almost like we manifest them with our own thoughts. Like just so, you know, a bunch of girls are together at a sleepover party and they think something spooky happens. It's kind of like you've manifested it to happen.
Especially when you're vulnerable. And I'm surprised that if it was something and it wasn't a nice energy, that it didn't stay past that point.
Yeah.
The stress and anxiety of my first ever university exams. I was taking classes like literally like astronomy, like rocket science.
And, oh like, my God.
I know. I'm a theater student, mind you.
So you just want it all.
I don't do rocket science. But like I was trying to study hard for that and like we do this thing called streaming. I was trying to get into the Acting Conservatory and devised theater, which is like collaborative creation. Okay. So like I was working, just like working myself like a dog. Like I was so exhausted.
Personal energy level had just come down so much.
Yeah. I don't even think I was worth feeding off of if it was something like that.
It had already taken everything.
And two, in my submission, I talked about like the mental health stuff that had been going on.
Yeah.
And like, it just like, I was vulnerable and it sucked.
Yeah. And I feel like that's such a thing to talk about too, because with it being an older dorm, like that stuff was taboo. You couldn't talk about it. And now we can, and there's this avenue. And the fact that like whatever was going on, the environment that was created, it had affected you in such a strong way. So I want to say thank you so much for pulling through. I'm so glad you're here for this today. But like, yeah, at the same time, it's people don't talk about it enough still, even though it's not taboo anymore. We still don't talk about it enough. And we also don't talk about like the fact that these outside energies and entities can also really affect it. What do you have to say on that?
So in first year, and like I immediately was homesick. Like I have lived in the same little house for 20 years. I'm back at home now, but when I moved away, I was moving away 5 hours. I made the huge decision to do that and to try and thrive because, you know, I will say it's in Toronto. I won't say the institution. But like I was in Toronto and I love Toronto. I love the theater scene there. It's so amazing. And like, I knew I was going to thrive there one way or another. But like the day my mom left, I went to Fan Expo with a friend and I thought I was gonna be great. I thought I was gonna be fine. And then she left and I just sat because my roommate wasn't there yet.
It's like, you're grown up now, you're on your own.
I was completely alone. Like completely. Like my cousin goes to the same school and she was like working. Like she wasn't there either yet.
Yep.
And she was doing like certain things with something called, it's called Frosh, which is like an...
Oh, I know Frosh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the freshman week, then you do all the activities and stuff, right? Yeah, I remember Frosh.
Either because I knew I would need my downtime.
Yep. Mentally prepare.
Yeah, mentally prepare, but I didn't realize just how isolated I would be. Yeah, it was a tough. Like, I just remember kind of just standing because my friend left, like my latter best friend, she just left. And I was just standing there in my room and I was like, I made a mistake.
Oh, it's the worst. Like, that first night is so hard.
And it's so bad when it's a gut feeling, when it's this guttural regret and you're just like, oh.
I'm in a big city. I'm by myself. My mommy's not here. Where's my bed?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to get emotional, but I was just like, I don't want to be here right now.
You're grown up now. You got to do it.
I was like, I'm not taking classes. There's no reason for me to be here. Yeah. I didn't know how to work the subway. I didn't know how to work the bus system. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And there was no one to teach me. Like,
so you were literally so vulnerable at this point.
Yeah. And I met my one friend that I was talking about. I met her like 2 weeks in. So this building is so old that it does not have air conditioning.
Ew.
It was 104 degrees in my room at some point and I fainted, like full on smack.
How could you sleep like that?
I didn't.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Like I was up like by the window at all times at my desk because I was just like, it is so hot in here.
Yeah.
Like I was roaming the halls trying to like literally just like speed walk to get like air circulation.
Yeah.
And like she kind of saw me and was like, hey, like I have an air conditioner, like do you want to come sit with me? And that's how we met. And that was in September. By October she was taking me to, she's in psychology.
Nice.
And she saw signs immediately of something very, very wrong, and she took me to the counselor, and I was diagnosed with derealization and disassociation. Okay. My anxiety disorder had gotten worse. I'd been diagnosed since I was 14 with that, but it had trauma and triggers had just accentuated it far greater than what I ever thought it could have gotten to.
Yeah.
And she tried to send me to CAMH, which is main mental hospital in Canada, as an outpatient, possibly inpatient.
What is derealization? I'm not familiar with that. So what would that be?
Yeah. So about 20% of the population has it, but only about 5% realizes, as far as I know. Singer-songwriter Dodie, I don't know if you know her.
Familiar for sure.
Yeah. She has it. It's basically where you feel, the closest thing I can get it to is like you feel like you're in a dream or you feel like you're high out of your mind.
Oh my God. Okay. When I was younger, one time I smoked a lot of pot and then it didn't go away. And I lived a month of feeling like I was really high and I wasn't connected and nothing was actually real. And for like forever. And like, I remember like I stopped eating, I stopped drinking because I was like, I need to just, how do I get back to like feeling like I'm a part of the world again? Because it was like nothing was real life. Is that kind of...
That's exactly what it is.
Oh my gosh. It's like, terrifying.
I still live with it.
A warrior because that is scary.
I'm in an episode right now, just from the like, pitta-patta of
being. It's like, real life. We're here.
We're here.
Oh my gosh!
But like, it's very much. It was scary because I, as an actor, you need to ground yourself. You need to be present. You need to be aware. And I would be in these shows and zone out. Like my directors would call my name multiple times, and then I would just look at them and be like, how many times did you call me? They'd be
Yeah,
like,
click back in.
yeah. And I never thought, like, I never, when people in like movies and stuff talk about like zoning out, I was like, y'all can still hear stuff. Yeah, no, not when you have something like I have.
You're just
Like,
gone.
it's unlike anything. Like, even like talking about, like, it's like you're intoxicated, but like past the legal limits so far. Like, you're just,
Gone.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I definitely, that was part of some of the stuff that went on. And just like my friend too, the psychologist friend that took me to the counselor, ended up with anxiety as bad as I had. And I had had it for like 4 years. Like, this dorm was not a safe place mentally. Also,
They
you're
need to knock that down.
yeah. Yeah.
Start again.
Listen, I'm all for old buildings, not that one.
No, they need to knock it down. They gotta dig that up. They gotta fill the ground level with crystals. Then they can build a new building out of crystals.
They need to do like just plant a whole bunch of like safety plants and protection plants and just be like, this is the witch's dorm.
I really wish like there was like people did look into this kind of stuff, because people know like when someone gets murdered in a house, no one, that house is so cheap, no one wants to live in that house because of what happened there. Like, why isn't there some kind of like, they go in with those little machines that get rid of smells, like why do we not have like a nasty energy like proto pack or
Bad
something?
vibe machine. Bad
Bad vibe machine.
vibe machine.
Oh.
My like eating disorder got worse. Like, I would just, like, I didn't think it would get worse either. Like, I would just not eat for days, to the point of, in second year, my best friend, he would call me and be like, I'm getting you Subway, come answer the door. And he would watch me eat to make sure I ate. My friend at home, my like family at home would be like, oh, like, you look so good, you've lost so much weight. And I'd be like, please don't say
Isn't that the worst thing someone can say ever? I'd be like, oh, it's so good, keep it up. I'm like, you have no idea,
yeah,
right? Like,
what's going on. Like, I am starving myself for 3 days and then getting these atrocious hunger pains after I click back into the world, and then just binging, just eating everything that I can eat, and nothing nutritious. Like
no.
freaking poutines and like Hero Burger, and
Yeah.
like, just, I'm a vegetarian too, so it's not like I'm getting the right type of
You're not
nutrition.
getting the vitamins you need
Yeah,
sometimes
I'm a
too,
grocery
right?
man. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm a kid, but like,
Yeah.
like I.
So it was literally this constant battle between dark stuff in the building, dark stuff in your head, you know, dealing with missing your family. So you pretty much created this, well, not you, but the perfect environment was created to kind of let something creep in. Now, question, did anything follow you home? Or is home good, home is safe?
So home is good, home is safe, but I already have entities at home. I have a little boy. His name is Freddy.
Hi,
He likes
Freddy.
playing with my action figures.
Oh my gosh.
As I said, action figures, I felt like a tingle down my spine.
Ooh!
Go away. This is my time, not yours.
Good. Everyone's gonna be like, once this goes up, people will be like, I saw something in
I
the
bet. Oh my God. Same
background.
day. Freddie loves like throwing stuff. When I was in my, what is now my mother's room in high school, I would like, he would, okay, the shelf was above my desk. So he would pull out the chair. My best friend of 8 years watched him pull out the chair and hit me and was like, break. I was like, what do you want? She was like, the chair just moved. I was like, that's just Freddie. Leave him alone. He does it every single night. I was like,
It's
I
just
do
the
not care.
simple little movements that we come to understand and love that other people will poo themselves over.
I have a video from that best friend as well of, I'm counting. I'm like dressing up in these weird costumes and I'm counting and I go 1, 2, 3, 4, and you hear like 6, 7, 8 in the background. And I remember I watched that and I was like, yo,
Yo,
that's a lot. I was
it's
like, oh,
official. We
like,
got you.
having my Ninja Turtle action figures like across the room and stepping on them in the morning was not a big deal, but like
Oh
hearing
my
him talk,
gosh.
like he would like throw these toys and I'd be like, you need to pick up after yourself. Like, oh my goodness, I'm
Not
waking
scary
up.
anymore. It's just annoying.
I just like, I he throws stuff out of my closet all the time. He has temper tantrums. I used to hear things. I used to see orbs. I grew up with things. in this house, like, my earliest memory that I have is I was maybe 3, 4, and you're not supposed to have recollection at that point, but I remember it so vividly. It was this wall here, and it was just this orb, this size of light, and it just came out of nowhere, did this, and then just went right out the door. Okay. And I told my mom about it. I'm not even kidding. I told my mom about it, and she was like, okay, and like told me about how I used to stare up in corners as a baby and like laugh at something. And my
she knew she was waiting for you to come to her to be like, you're a spooky kid.
Yeah, you're you. Great. Great. Like I saw orbs as kids, as a kid all the time. I was taught by my aunt, who is the like hereditary witch side, how to read auras. So I can read auras, stuff like that. Like I've always grown up with entities.
It's just a part of you.
It's just not something that I'm scared of necessarily, but walking into this dorm was like that just guttural regret. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced. I thought spirits could not hurt me, and I walked into that room and felt every single time that I laid down and turned my back to the room that I was going to die. Like that fight or flight response would happen, shoulders up here. I have freaking like gum recession from how hard I would clench my jaw in my sleep because I'd be so terrified. Like
It was that right there is the darker side of all of this. You know what I mean? That's the darker side of sleepwalking. The darker side of life is these things that we don't understand. But I want to thank you for sharing your story. That was incredible. And I feel like, you know, I'm going to get questions. So what are your social medias so people can, if you want to share them, what are they?
Yeah, I have them written down.
Yay! So
my Instagram is I'm Brie Like the Cheese. I'm Brie Like the cheese.
That is so cute.
Twitter is Brie the Cheese, as in BrieTheeCheese. And I don't have a TikTok yet, but
what?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? You're a theater student.
I'll make one. It'll probably be Brie like Brie the Cheese or Brie Like the Cheese.
You better claim that quick. Sure. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. That meant so much. Is there anything else you want to add?
Don't play with Ouija boards.
Oh my gosh. Amen. Amen. I collect them because I find them and I'm like, I don't want this to fall into anybody else's hands.
So spooky. I won't even bring them into my house.
Well, thank you so much. You have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Selena.
Bye. Guys, that was Brie, and I thought that was a really interesting look, kind of more of the darker side of sleepwalking. Obviously, the things that I do can be taken as kind of funny. I do definitely go through the footage. Like, I will have hours of footage to kind of go through, and sometimes there are things that creep me out. I know in my earlier videos on TikTok, I have this cabinet that I would always go to, and what people don't know and don't see on camera is that cabinet, which is funny because Brie brought up Ouija boards, has two Ouija boards from the 50s and the 70s in there, and along in there is a whole bunch of obituary cards along with other kind of spooky relics. So hey, am I doing it to myself? I know people crack a lot of jokes and they're like, oh, there goes Selena talking to the demons in her house, and we definitely make light of it, but it's not something to always be taken lightly. Like she said, you know, she went into this place where a lot of energy had been, and this girl was having very dark dreams and dark realizations and stuff like that. And that's the other side of sleepwalking, this scary side, because a lot of us don't want to believe in spooky stuff. And I remember, I've said this my whole life, when people say to me, they go, oh, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in what you saw, or I don't believe in it. I want to be like, I don't want to fight them and be like, nah, man, you have to believe in it. It's what I see. I am jealous. I am jealous of people who don't believe. I'm jealous of people who have not had paranormal experiences because it's strange. Like, people talk about giving birth and that, you know, your brain makes you forget the pain kind of thing. When I have seen scary things, it is terrifying in that moment. It is so scary. But it's like, as time goes on, it becomes less real to you. More of like a memory or a movie until, like she said, we had talked about, till you're right back in that moment again where you're seeing something, and everything clicks in, and all those feelings of the things that you saw before come back. And I just think when it comes to sleepwalking, you know, as I said in the past, it was looked at as this demonic, creepy thing. And I get it, dude. Have you seen my face? Have you seen my eyes in the camera when they turn white? And it is absolutely terrifying. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of The Haunted Estate. Sorry if she is a little bit rocky, guys, but I am so excited. We have some really cool guests upcoming. We're going to be talking to a real life vampire. We're going to be talking to someone all about death. I really think that you're going to be interested in it. And I just can't wait to, like, kind of share the world of the unknown, the spooky, and, you know, ask the questions that maybe some of us are afraid to ask. Get those answers, because you know what? There's nothing wrong with being curious. I love you all. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you get your notifications on so you know that every single time this comes on, you're ready to listen to it. And hey, don't forget, follow me on everything. I'm Selena Spooky Boo, and I hope you have the best day ever. Stay spooky, Boo Crew. Bye!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.